American Airlines needs more consultants to help reorganize. Augusta Westland boasts of more sales in China. And Kingfisher Airlines struggles to stay in operation. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, February 22, 2012. American Airlines parent company AMR has asked the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York for permission to hire additional consultants to assist in its restructuring. The court already gave the company interim approval last week to hire 13 consultants to create its plan to emerge from bankruptcy. The additional firms would advise AMR in areas of employment management, airport facilities, property tax, and other special bankruptcy issues, according to a report in Tulsa World. The company is trying to save $750 million per year in costs. AMR has already announced the retirement of two senior VPs as part of a management reorganization, and senior staff has been cut from 14 to 10. The company also wants to hire AvAir Pros to evaluate its real estate holdings. The company says it will need 8 months to complete its reorganization plan. Augusta Westland has announced a contract with Beijing Municipal Public Security Bureau for two AW-139 medium twin helicopters. The new aircraft, along with one AW-109 Power and two CA-109 Power light twins already in service with the agency, will perform law enforcement, firefighting, and air rescue operations in and around Beijing. Augusta Westland claims its share of the Chinese law enforcement helicopter market now exceeds 70%, driven by the success of the AW-119KE single-engine helicopter and the AW-109 Power and AW-139 Twins, which are being used in a range of roles including firefighting, rescue, and disaster relief. The company says its orders in this market segment now total over 40. Almost 170 customers from over 50 countries have ordered nearly 620 AW-139 helicopters, which the company says makes it the best-selling helicopter in the medium twin category worldwide. Debt-ridden Kingfisher Airlines, which has struggled financially for years, is being pressed by the Indian government for answers on why it's been canceling as many as 40% of its flights, according to an IBN report, in recent days. The airline is telling the government that a big part of the problem is the tax authorities' freezing of the airline's accounts, which is blocking payments for operational needs. Regulators are also upset that the cancellations have come without notice, forcing stranded passengers to pay on-the-spot rates for seats on other airlines, sometimes at rates more than double their original tickets on Kingfisher. Reuters reports India's civil aviation minister, Ajit Singh, told reporters on Monday, quote, "It is a very serious matter. We recognize it, and DGCA has called Kingfisher to find what's going on. What are their plans, and why did they not anticipate problems and inform DGCA before?" Unquote. The company issued a statement Monday which says, in part, quote, "We are in dialogue with the tax authorities to agree a payment plan and get the bank accounts unfrozen at the earliest." Unquote. Still ahead, planning continues for the 2012 Reno Air Races. The Virginia Festival of Flight will feature more flight this year. And where was fantasy of flight when I was a Boy Scout? You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call
888-359-3220. We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, February 22nd. I'm Paul Plack. There are still some adamantly calling for an end to the Reno Air Races after Jimmy Leeward's horrific P-51 crash last year. But the Reno Air Racing Association says planning for the 2012 event is progressing. the NTSB will not have completed its probable cause report before the planned September 12th start of this year's event. Ann Morgan, an attorney for the Airport Board, says one of her primary concerns is that the airport's normal $100 million liability policy might not be enough in light of the accident which killed pilot Jimmy Leeward and 10 people on the ground. There were also about 70 serious injuries. After 14 successful years, the Virginia Aviation Council is adding what it hopes will be a crowd-pleasing flying event to its popular Virginia Regional Festival of Flight. Surveys have shown that attendees want to see more aircraft in flight in addition to static displays. So this year, a directed parade of flight will take place on Saturday, April 28th from 12:30 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. at Suffolk Executive Airport in Virginia. The airport will be closed by NOTAM to all arriving and departing traffic during the aerial showcase. Pilots who plan to participate need to fill out a form and send it to the field manager, Tom Tyndall. The main rules for the parade of aircraft are: the parade is open only to experimental, antique, classic, and light sport aircraft, which will be sorted by category and speed. Each plane is limited to 3 circuits of the airport and no formation flying. There's a maximum of 4 planes in the pattern at a time, and they must stay at least 500 feet above the runway. The form is available at virginiaflyin.org and must be completed and sent back by April 25th. The Festival of Flight will also be offering its normal lineup of forums, workshops, aircraft judging, and a pancake breakfast each day. Scouts of all ages will gather at Central Florida's Fantasy of Flight attraction for its annual Scout Aviation Camperee, Friday, March 16th through Sunday, the 18th. Troops will earn their aviation merit badges with the help of skilled aviation experts and interactive activities and experiences with some of the attraction's more than 40 rare and vintage aircraft. Fantasy of Flight says it has hosted thousands of Boy Scouts during previous annual camperees. Scouts can practice their primitive camping skills, too, and Mid-Florida RC Club will present a special RC flying demonstration as part of the weekend festivities. As a former Boy Scout, Fantasy of Flight creator and founder Kermit Weeks says he's proud to provide a unique educational venue for Scouts to immerse themselves in the captivating world of aviation. Cost of the camperee 3-day, 2-night weekend is $32 per person plus tax. That includes unlimited admission to Fantasy of Flight, specially tailored tours, and Scout merit badge stations, activities, campsite, and lunch on Saturday. And finally today, March will mark the 1-year anniversary of the filing of the complaint by union machinists who said Boeing was building a new plant in South Carolina in retaliation for past strikes by the International Association of Machinists in Washington State. Despite the subsequent settlement of the issue with a contract extension, the National Labor Relations Board's taking up of the union fight is proving to have long-lasting political impact. Leif Solomon, appointed by President Obama to be acting general counsel at the NLRB, was responsible for making the call on whether to back the complaint with a threat of idling Boeing's new plant in Right-to-Work, South Carolina. Despite the fact that no union jobs in Puget Sound would have been lost to the new plant, and significant constitutional issues, Solomon sided with the union. As might be expected, South Carolina took the attack very personally. Senator Lindsey Graham promised he'd come out full guns a-blazing, as noted at the time by Solomon in his notes. Congressional hearings and subpoenas have dogged the NLRB ever since. Solomon tells the Seattle Times he's resigned to the fact that his confirmation in the Senate to have his interim status at NLRB made permanent is now impossible. Quote, "I never could have imagined the fallout," unquote. But he still believes the attempt to stop hiring in South Carolina to favor unions in Washington was fair, adding, quote, "Companies can make rational economic decisions that can be in violation of the National Labor Relations Act," unquote. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocast at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.